What's good, y'all? It's your boy TJ Gatsby, aka Carmelo Knight. Before we get started with this note by note podcast, I'm here to tell you that if you missed the return of the Geek Culture Podcast, no worries, because our next episode will be coming at you shortly. That's right, buddy. The Geek Culture Podcast, MEP's premiere pop culture podcast, where you can get all your movie reviews, TV reviews, video game reviews, all that good shit. Coming soon, so be on the lookout on the Main Event Players YouTube channel. Now, without further ado, let's get into the Note by Note Pod. What's good, everybody? It's your boy TJ Gatsby, and today I'm joined by a few of the Main Event Players because today we are talking R&B, baby. Before we get into that, I'm gonna let everybody go around the table and introduce themselves, starting with Deontay.
Yeet, I don't know what your boy say, NBA Tayo 2. NBA Tay Talk Wrestling on TikTok. I got the Memory Lane podcast. We just did an episode last week, so watch that. And yeah, I love me some R&B. I'm always listening to that shit, so I can't wait to talk about it.
All right, all right. Saul, go ahead. Tell him who he is.
Hey, I already know who it is, man. It's your boy Saul, man. We're here. We're talking R&B music, one of my favorite genres of music. Let's get into it, man. Let's do this.
Hey, okay. Next up, we got the person who made that bomb-ass Geek Culture Podcast logo that you saw. Lysha, go ahead, introduce the people, put them on game.
Yeah. What up, everybody? It's the Charity Case of MEP. Charity Case is wild. My name is Lysha Maurice. TJ knows exactly why I said that.
Don't let her lie to you. She is not no Charity Case, all right? Next up, we got the boy.
I don't know what my name is, but you will know after the end of this podcast is over. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk about some R&B and stuff like that. I don't know who went over that Charity Case nickname, but it needs to be abolished because I don't like it. And that's very demeaning to her. And I think someone has to get
she came up with it. It was her.
It needs to be stopped.
It's her. It's literally just her.
My name is Love, man. Let's talk about some shit, bro.
All right, man. So the last time we did a Note by Note podcast was months and months ago, and it was essentially me and Lof getting a migraine from Zay and his takes on rap. So, of course, we brought it back, and this time we're talking about R&B. This stems from the conversation we had on Lof's music podcast about R&B. First things first, we all came up with a list of our top 10 R&B songs. Tay, since you're the newcomer, I'll let you give your top 5 R&B songs first.
Okay, let's see. Top 5 R&B songs. At number 1, we have Burn by Usher.
Mm. Okay.
Number 2, I have With You by Chris Brown.
Okay.
Number 3, Human Nature by Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Number 4, is End of the Road by Boyz II Men.
Mm.
And number 5 is Can You Stand the Rain by New Edition.
Oh, no, he might have ate with that one.
So, give us your top 5.
Mine is Having You Wait by MJ. And then At Your Best by Aaliyah.
Ooh.
You Got It Bad by Usher. Just Fine, Chris Brown, number 4. And then number 5, Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
Okay. I'll be honest, I did not expect that from you, Saul. I like that list, though. I like that list. All right. Lysha, go ahead and put us on game.
So you see the man in the background. So you know he's on the list. Breezy. You feel me? So I'm going to put TLC Waterfall. That is my all-time favorite song. Winner by Chris Brown. Lady in My Life, Michael Jackson. Can We Talk, Tevin Campbell. And Dangerously in Love by Beyonce.
Okay. I like that list. I like that. I like that you got a Lady in My Life, because I'm not gonna lie, that's on my list also. Lof, go ahead and hit us with yours.
Michael Jackson is in my background, but surprisingly, he does not make my top 5 R&B list. And that's really only because I think he makes music that's kind of outside of that genre better, but that's for a different conversation. They Don't Know by John B is my number five. What You Won't Do for Love by Bobby Caldwell, number four. Love by Keisha Cole, number three. So Sick by Neo, number two. And my number one is Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell.
Okay. Okay, W list. I love you. All right. Campbell, man. We got you. So I guess last but not least. All right. So these are in no particular order, but if I had to put them in order, actually, I think this is a good order. So at number five, I got Last $2 by Johnny Taylor. If you don't know what this song is, just go to your grandparents or your parents and just say Last $2. I guarantee you they're going to hit you with that. Lady at the Casino. At number four, I got Novocaine by Frank Ocean, because it's something. I think he put crack in that song. I think he might have put crack in that song, because every time I listen to it, that
very good
transport
song.
Me to the fifth dimension. Shout out T.O. Dust. At number three, I got Sweet Lady by Tyrese.
Sweet Lady. Oh, man.
At number two, I actually just saw this man in concert the other night. I'm In Love with a Stripper by T-Pain.
Oh, my God.
And then, And then at number one, I got Lady in My Life by Michael Jackson. That the fact that that song is what ends the Thriller album is literally the bow on top of what is already an amazing present.
I may be incorrect. I may have to take one of these songs off, because that outro is probably one of the most.
It's like, perfect, especially when you got Baby Be Mine at, like, I think it came in, it was the third song on that track. And Lady in My Life is kind of like the more seductive version of that song, which is insane. So speaking of insane, this flows right into our next topic of what makes for a great R&B record. Because we've seen countless ones, and we've all got classics on ours. But one thing I've noticed is that all of these came from, like, back in the day. So what made these all great R&B records? Was it the crack? Was it the crack they put in the songs?
I think for starters, you got to be a good singer, obviously. And then good singer, good lyrics that make sense. The beat got to be good, all that stuff.
You got to beg.
Yeah,
you got to be begging.
You got to have a voice. And you got to also be, like, for example, Aaliyah. She stood what she said on her records all the time before she went to pop music. But R&B shit, she was cooking. And it was not crack, Teach. Just letting you know, it wasn't crack.
When did Aaliyah make pop music? Am I lost?
Yeah, but when she made pop music? Are You Somebody ain't pop? That's pop.
No, that was ain't pop. That's an R&B song for a movie soundtrack.
Aaliyah is an R&B artist, so.
I might have looked at all my Aaliyah memorabilia very confused just now.
I see where he's going. I don't know.
Like, I understand why he said that, but that song was on a soundtrack for a movie. But it's still an R&B song. Yeah. Dr. Dolittle.
Yeah. That's why I'd be hella confused when niggas be like, Michael's the king of pop, and I'm like, majority of his shit is R&B, but I get the sentiment. I get it. Which is really Elizabeth Taylor's fault, first of all, because she's the one that gave him the nickname. The full nickname, she literally said, the king of pop, rock and roll, R&B. She called him the king of all that shit.
But the king of music, like, basically, goddamn.
Literally. But people were like, nah, that's too long of a title. We'll just stick with king of pop.
That's why I think some of his best records were, like, rock music, because I feel,
bro,
like everyone
literally.
That's why I didn't really put him in this list. Cause I'm like, he makes, we all know he makes timeless music, period. But, like, I think the rock records are, like,
Give Into Me. Give Into Me is such a great rock song.
I don't know.
Give It When I Want It. Glam on Fire.
The whole Dangerous album was produced like a rock album. I think that's why it's damn near his best album.
Yeah, that was definitely a rock album.
But yeah, Love, what about you? What do you think makes for a great R&B record?
Cocaine.
What? I mean, he ain't wrong. He is wrong.
Bruno Mars has given us great music off that booger shit.
Hey, don't say it about Bruno Mars.
Oh, my fault.
Bro, Bruno, let's be straight up. Bruno was on that pure Colombian shit.
Heard the Silk Sonic album?
Thank you.
Heard it.
I felt that shit. What do you mean heard it? That nigga said, I was crying hey, Bruno, I shit you not. Bruno probably hit one of these. This is what that nigga did. He said, you're so sweet.
No.
You know, that was Anderson
like,
Pack.
You know what, still. Like, I like how Bruno Mars went from I catch a grenade for you to this bitch.
Again, thank you, the Lord, you know what he did. Was? You know what it was? Catch grenade was probably, you know, got a little bit of weed in me. But Silk Sonic, that nigga Lily, again said, this bitch got me.
I hated Bruno Mars until, like, as soon as the Versace on the Floor came out.
Because 24 Karat Magic was a great switch up for Bruno.
It was.
That was it. That was the moment. I was like, yep, there it is.
I'll tell you, actually, it wasn't even there. You know when it started? It was Uptown Funk. I think when that one came out, niggas was like, oh, he's switching the style up. Cause
that's
whole
a very
song,
good point.
He was talking this shit and he said, I was over here trying to remember lyrics and shit, but
he was feeling himself in that song too.
I mean, didn't Marvin do that shit too?
Marvin Gaye was on the cocus of cocaine, first of all. Let's get that straight.
Marvin Gaye, Bobby Brown, you got like.
Bobby was on crack. Bobby was on crack.
He might have been on both. At the same time.
He might have been on both.
You saw the scene in the movie where he fried the chicken with the cocaine?
All right, first of all, I gotta throw this up here now. Hello there. My name is TJ Gatsby of the Main Event Players. What you are about to witness is an adult-oriented stream. Explicit words, explicit actions, explicit videos, inappropriate things for people under the age of 21. So, viewer discretion. All right, that's good enough.
Good disclaimer.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Saul, the reason why you couldn't hear it, because if you're on the phone, it mutes the video so it doesn't tap it and blast your ears. I found that out the hard way when I unmuted it while Phil was doing the OTB intro and almost busted my goddamn eardrum. what about you? What makes for a great R&B record?
You gotta beg. You gotta have a mic stand somewhere around. You gotta have muted colors. Somewhere within, like, you know, like the album cover, the music videos. You got to be in the rain. Niggas stopped singing in the rain and the R&B went to shit. I don't know what the fuck that was about. You definitely have to have the booger sugar. Got to go through some shit, I guess. R&B. I'm sorry, TJ. I'm gonna have to throw your girl under the curb. R&B used to be what Taylor Swift does now. So something happens to you, and then you go and you make a whole album about it.
I didn't know where you were going with that verse. I didn't know where you were going with that verse.
That's what R&B used to be. You go through some shit, and then you make an album about it. God damn it.
I said, excuse me?
I was like, where is she going with this?
Honestly, R&B also what makes it a good record. Honestly, this is a little bit of a pause, and I'm really considering having a child. That's what makes a good record.
Oh yeah, you gotta make music.
Maybe make music.
Also, you gotta have an affair. You gotta have an affair for a great R&B record.
No!
Like we all know that classic outro. That's why it's hard for me to tell you, the woman I love, that I'm having a baby by a woman I barely know. It's like nigga.
They still think that Usher was talking about Chili whole time is the Jermaine Dupri's old cheating little ass.
Niggas was like, Usher's a hoe. And it was like, nigga, that was Jermaine.
It's always Jermaine. It's always Jermaine. Every time it's Jermaine.
She's just a single.
It's always Jermaine, man.
So on to our next topic, which Lysha kind of talked about in her little spiel. What the fuck has happened to the state of R&B? And this is
like
something we started talking about on Loft's podcast as well.
Like you said, niggas stopped singing in the rain.
Niggas stopped singing in the rain. They stopped singing about turmoil. Here's what I think. They stopped writing love letters to women. Because that's where most of the great R&B songs come from. When you overhear writing love stories to the women. You know, besides I'm in love with stripper, where it's like that ass was so bodacious that she had a nigga sprung, and technically the ass was so fat that he was in love with it, so he's still writing a love story about it. Nowadays,
I also think niggas started doing harder drugs too, because it was just like,
you feel
something, but now y'all are doing other things, and you
feel too much.
You ready? I'm about to be in my Dr. Umar shit. The drugs is making you not feel love. It's making you feel. What's the word?
Lust.
That's I like that. Yes. Because you know, back in the day, the coke, niggas was still feeling the love. Even on the weed, niggas is still feeling the love. But the lean, the Zans, the perks, the Molly, they making you feel nothing. It's numbing your system, so you can't feel love. So when you see a good looking woman, a gorgeous woman, you ain't thinking, man, I want to make her my wife. I want to start a family. I want to tell her how much I love her. You thinking, God damn, I'm trying to stick my dick up in that ass. Stick my dick up in the titties.
Donations. Gifts.
Hey, what makes you think? Hey, Michael with the Invincible album. What do you think he took before he decided to drop that?
First of all, Invincible is a different story, because if you want to boil it down, Invincible is a combination of things. It's one, I'm really about to let you niggas know who the fuck I am. Secondly, girl, god damn, if you don't come bring your ass back this way, let me tell you why Michael Jackson is the nigga for you, girl. Come on. That's essentially what the Invincible album is. A combination of talking your shit, but also bringing the woman beside you so y'all can talk your shit. And I can't be convinced otherwise.
And a random Biggie verse, which people
ass Biggie verse.
How did he get that? Don't know.
It's Michael Jackson. He won't Biggie. You get Biggie.
They had to tell him. Unfortunately, he was like, Mike, Biggie's gone. He's like, I know, but I want a verse.
Michael said, did I ask if he was gone? No, I said, I want a Biggie verse, nigga.
I don't need to explain that to me. Because there's some things that occurred.
But yeah, I feel like if we really boil it down, and I don't want to sound like an old head talking about some, look here, son, you ain't got. But no, like if you think about it, most of the greatest R&B songs are telling love stories. You're going through some kind of tragedy, you're telling love stories. You're trying to get the girl, trying to get her back or whatever. But nowadays, what niggas is calling R&B songs, for example, the nigga I blame for all this, Ty Dolla $ign, if we go back to that XXL freestyle, that singing nigga, he literally starts it off by, in fact, this is literally how the nigga starts it off. I like to get my dick sucked while I'm getting high. I ask her, who pussy is this? She said, Dolla $ign. She said, Dolla $ign. That's literally how the shit starts. Go look it up. He got the lightest fucking eyes ever. So the nigga's looking at you like this the whole time.
The damn camera, bro.
Looking right in my eyes. Get away from me, Ty.
I was like, I feel violated right now, bro.
Why are you telling me this on XXL?
The only thing R&B is going is the women. Women are cooking still.
That is true. That is so true.
And all of music, for some reason, the men are losing bad.
Bro, women are carrying the shit. Pop, R&B, even country, because all the niggas in country stopped talking about the women. Now it's just about the trucks and shit. I think the only niggas still talking about the women are Luke Bryan and Luke Combs. And that's funny because they the only two niggas that's good in country. Everybody else is like,
Double Luke.
I'm riding in my truck and I'm drinking cold beers. Like, God, damn, mother.
I don't want to look over the brother behind me. He's still making that good shit too. It's just that y'all don't want to listen to it because the albums be too long. They're all
that
good.
Ooh, we told you.
You're gonna be mad. I told you. I'm not listening to 74 songs, Chris.
You don't have to. The last album was only 22 songs. That's standard.
No, you know what he needs? You know what Chris needs to do? Chris needs to bring it back to the Fame album. That was a perfect length of songs. And it ranged. It was the perfect range.
You get started.
You don't like the Fame album? You don't like
the album? I'm not going to say that. I personally have Grammy credits because of that album. But we're not going to get here from that. What I'm gonna say is I tried to listen to Fame within like the last 2 months, and I think 16-year-old me enjoyed that album more than 29-year-old me did, because I turned that album off and went to Fortune. I feel like Fortune is a much better R&B album than Fame. That is an R&B album from beginning to end. The only song that might throw you off is Turn Up the Music, because that was when he was on his EDM shit for no fucking reason.
That was a wild time.
I like that song.
But Indigo and Heartbreak on a Full Moon are perfect R&B albums. People just won't listen to Heartbreak on a Full Moon because it's 57 fucking tracks.
It's too damn long.
It's a good album.
And that can flow into the next topic of how can R&B be fixed. First things first, shorten the length of your damn albums.
Let's go back to 12 tracks, please. 12 tracks. Max.
I think 13 max for an R&B album. I think Sonic picked the perfect length. Well, no, because I'm not gonna lie. When I listen to that damn album, by the time I get to, if you're not listening to the deluxe version, which it's not even the deluxe, it's the regular when they just added Love's Train in there. But even with Love's Train, I feel like 9 is still too short for an R&B album. Because you be listening to it, and then by the time you at the last song, you're like, damn, I feel like I just started the fucking album. So maybe, I feel like 12 is the perfect, 12, 13 is the perfect length for an R&B album. Especially if you're telling a story throughout the album, I feel like that's a great length right there.
Yeah, I mean, in most cases, I think I probably go for less songs when, like, rappers rap, I guess, because that's... At least the new ones, because they ain't really talk about none. But the R&B records, they should go. That sweet spot is like that 11 to 13 range, because then you just on there talking for a very long time. And nobody trying to hear all that. Not for that long, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you start off your album sad, and then you have 54 more sad songs, I'm not sad all day. You just got more songs that are sad, you know? So if you get in to get out, it makes the transitions easier, I'll say, you know what I'm saying? But just don't make them too long. Don't try to hear that.
Wait, somebody allowed Drake to have a Michael?
Yes. So on the 2018 album Scorpion, he had a song called Don't Matter to Me that said featuring Michael Jackson, and it's literally just the chorus where he's like,
I just want to say something. I stopped listening to Drake in 2016, so I wouldn't have been privy to that had y'all not said anything just now.
You didn't know that?
No.
You never listened to Scorpion at all?
No. I ain't going out my way to listen to Drake albums anymore.
Scorpion had a lot of good records on. As an album, it was like, again, too long. I don't know why he was talking to me for that long.
It's fucking two sides. Oh, because remember, he dubbed that shit. It was like side A is the rapping side and side B is the R&B side.
Yeah, I hate.
Make up your mind, nigga. You rapping or your R&B?
Make up your mind, nigga. You ain't T-Pain. Stick to the one or the other.
I hear you. Talking for too long and the songs weren't that good. So now I'm disappointed twice. Like, come on now.
But speaking of T-Pain, back to the question of how can it be fixed? First things first, everybody named Mama need to apologize to T-Pain. T-Pain been the king of this singing, rapping shit. And niggas, first of all, the main nigga, Usher, you.
Usher, I was just about to say that.
Because T-Pain told us a story how Usher came up to him on this plane, dapped this nigga up and said, "You fucked up R&B, nigga." What? What?
That man was sad for the rest of the plane ride. He went into a depression off of that, bro.
I would too. How you gonna come up to me, dap me up? I'm thinking shit sweet. Then you lean in my ear and go, "You fucked up R&B with that auto-tune shit.
You trash, bro."
Nigga, you got herpes? Wasn't you giving people herpes? Nigga, get the fuck out of my face.
Awesome. Now I gotta go to the BET Awards and be sad. Like, what?
Right? Like, nigga. I saw that man T-Pain in concert the other night. Everybody named Mama need to give him more flowers than y'all gave him, and y'all need to apologize to that nigga. He is the one of the only ones still on top of that R&B shit.
I had the luxury of seeing T-Pain live before they started putting auto-tune in people's mics. I had the luxury of seeing T-Pain, I think it was like 06 or 07, sit at a piano and ballad his way through his fucking songs. Not no auto tune, no fixing. There was nothing. It was just raw vocals. Not many people can say they've sat through a T-Pain concert and heard his raw vocals. That man is amazing.
If y'all never heard his covers, motherfucker, he did his covers of what is it? Don't Stop Believing, Tennessee Whiskey. Also, man, when I tell y'all this nigga, Tay, don't piss me off right now. That nigga.
That's not even me.
Oh, I'm so used to it being you. Anyway, T-Pain is a different breed, and he's got new music coming out because Houston was the first show on the stop, and he debuted this new song. I think it was, I'm trying to remember the fucking name of it. It's something on a hill, but it was like more of a ballad type song. And when I tell you, niggas in that crowd, we was losing our minds, like tears down our eyes, because this shit was like, it felt like a true R&B type song. So T-Pain is going to be on the come up again, and y'all niggas need to be tuned into this shit. But another way, also, yes.
I can also vouch, because I've also seen T-Pain in concert, and that man in concert is a different, like, he really one of the artists, bro. He really, like, he deserves all the flowers in the world. Mm. That man be, he's a hell of a performer too, bro. That man is a hell of a performer.
Yeah, yeah. That man, yeah, he needs all the fucking flowers in the world. But another way R&B can be fixed, get back to the formula. Music videos need to be filmed in the rain. You need to be leaning against the car window like this. Just, you need to be telling love stories.
Bring back dance breaks.
Bring back the damn dance breaks and shit. I need to be able to dance to your shit while also feeling sad. Like, take a page out of the women's books, because they doing it right. And speaking of R&B artists to watch, one of the first ones I got for y'all, this woman transitioned from pop to R&B. I'm talking Tori Kelly. I already had the biggest crush on this woman, but that made me even more. Go listen to her album, Tori, which she just released like earlier this year. One of my favorite songs on it is Shelter. Like, when I tell you it gives me that 90s R&B type vibe mixed with the modern style. And it got a badass guitar solo in that motherfucker too. Like, my God, bro. Go listen to Shelter by Tori Kelly, because it is like peak. If we talking R&B today, it is one of the definitions of an R&B song. Like, you will listen to it and be like, I see the formula that was put into this fucking song. I also say we need to keep on the lookout. She's kind of switching it up throughout her albums, but with Renaissance, B was trying to tap into that R&B style, and she was getting it, because Cuff It, that's like one of those house R&B type songs. Like, it's immediately recognizable from the jump. As soon as you hear that, I feel like falling in love. It's like immediately you feel the groove in it. You can dance to it. And it's like, it's a love R&B song. So those are, so again, I don't want to say Beyonce is an R&B artist to watch, because she's been on top for years. But I'll say we feel like she's throwing the R&B in there. You just got to be on the lookout for it. What about y'all? Who y'all got on y'all watch list?
You know who is criminally underrated, bro? Fucking Giveon, bro. Giveon is criminally underrated.
You know what his problem is with me? I heard, bro, and I don't know if it was an award show or a concert or something, and he was singing that song, and his voice was quivering and shaking like he was cold outside with... He sounded like he was using the shake weight in the cold while on the trampoline, while pop locking. It was ridiculous.
What the fuck?
And it's
fuck?
Like, all right. I understand some artists that have bad nights.
Another one is,
if
Brent,
you can't sing your song, Brent too, but Brent found it. He's like happy now, so now he's not, you know, why he thinks he has to be happy. He's like retired, but he's scaring me. I don't know. He's freaking scaring me. I don't know about him, but.
Okay, so who is on your watch list then?
I don't know. I ain't gonna lie, because a lot of people just aren't making the best R&B music. I mean, as far as I think a lot of it I listen to it is from like back in the day. So I'll have to think. I mean, I would say people like Summer Walker.
Also, it's kind of hard to classify who is an R&B artist nowadays anyway.
Because there's not many. And if there are, they're all the women, but then the women are like also doing the same thing. Like you could say like Normani, you could say Summer Walker, you could say Victoria Monet, you could say Tori Kelly. There's a whole bunch of people that are like in there, but they're just not, I guess, not getting played on the radio because rap is the most popular genre on earth now. So there's no need for R&B music anymore. So
can
it's
I
like,
say an artist for us to stop watching?
Uh-oh.
Sure.
Money Long.
Who?
See, bro. Now I'm about to get mad. Not about to get mad. I like that song. Okay.
Her pen is amazing. Her pen is amazing. I will never take that from her, right? When she first came out, she was under her real name, which I think is like Priscilla something, right? When she first came out, she was doing like a kind of like a different genre, but her pen has always been good. Like she's written for Mariah Carey. She has plaques from working with Mariah Carey.
Mm.
Right? But her music doesn't live up to her pen. And the only reason why people grasp onto her is because she goes viral on TikTok for people making foolish videos to her music. So she's going to continue to make foolish music to go viral. Yeah. Okay. But artists to watch, y'all got to stop sleeping on Mario.
Is Mario still making music?
Yeah.
See what somewhat. I'm saying?
Surprisingly. Surprisingly.
The last song I heard from him, it was a song with Lil Wayne and I believe Tiger. Yeah,
have seen Mario in concert. I want to say 3 times in the last 4 years. The last time I saw him was last September. He was on tour with Neo. He premiered a new song at that show, and I was just like, why are we not still talking about this man? I feel like a lot of people left him like 04, 05. Mario consistently drops banger singles and y'all just don't pay any mind. Granted, he does have that connection to that short man that's in jail, but music-wise, Mario is still putting out bangers. He has a song with the man behind me that should have been number one, but y'all don't listen to R&B. So yeah, stop sleeping on that man. Please. I would appreciate it.
I just found some. Hold on, let me see something. Leon Thomas, the dude for Victorious.
Yeah.
His real name. He makes very, 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 very good music right now. And
another pen that is just insane.
He wrote Snooze. He wrote Snooze.
Oh, you know, SZA, I think she's my number one R&B as far as like just consistently making good music. I think SOS is an extremely underrated album.
SOS,
why?
I don't know. You said SOS, that's all I can think about.
Freaking, it's talking about Kofi Kingston. If you don't know, the song called Baby Powder by her name is Genevieve. Mm-hmm. I heard that on one of the music choice channels that they have on like cable. They don't really have many music, but it's a really cool song. Her name is Esosa. She has a song called Waste My Time, but I've only heard it sped up a lot of times. Now, the regular version doesn't sound that good to me. I've only heard it on TikTok sped up, but either way, still a good song. And where's the, I'm thinking of someone else, but I can't remember. This is kind of teetering on R&B and like, I guess, alternative music. Now, when I say this name, if you haven't listened to the album, you're probably going to be confused. Lil Yachty. He completely ditched what everyone knows him for like the rapping that he usually does. And he went into like this contemporary rock/R&B/like weird spacey pop stuff.
told y'all he was an artist, not a rapper, and y'all didn't listen. Now look.
It's called Let's Start Here.
Listen,
don't go. If you listen, it's called Let's Start Here. Just press play on the first song and go in order. You're gonna go into it expecting something, and you're not gonna get what you expected. I don't think anyone saw coming what he did. So just him. I don't think he's an R&B artist to watch, but I think as time goes on, he can transition if he stays in this pocket that he's making right now. So yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into our final thoughts. Overall, I think R&B as a genre needs a shot in the arm, a resurgence. And I feel like the artists we named can, if they get the proper eyes on them, I feel like they can definitely lead a resurgence. What about y'all? What are your thoughts?
You're right. I think it needs way more than a shot in the arm. It needs like a lot, because I ain't gonna say R&B nowadays sucks, but it's definitely not as prominent as it was back in the day. And yeah, there's a lot of artists that has potential to make this, to make R&B, be on top again. They just gotta, get in that bag and just start cooking and shit,
Okay.
Start begging again, please. Y'all are doing more of singing about pussy than begging. Like, get on your knees and ask your woman to stay. Like, y'all doing a whole bunch of, ooh, this pussy feels so good. Pussy, 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 pussy. I'm going to sprinkle some pussy on this song. Stop.
No, it's like, we get it.
I'm going to sprinkle some pussy on this song.
Sprinkle some what?
And the reason why I say that is because the person behind me does it the most. Stop.
That's why everybody say his songs sound the same.
But that's not true, and I wish people would open their ears. That's not, no. Just, y'all have to get back to begging. Talk about, like real stuff again. Like, talk about how she bust your tires or some shit. But, like, everything, R&B doesn't have to be sex. And I think that's what's wrong with people that are coming into the genre now. Y'all think R&B is sex, and it's literally not. Rhythm and blues. Bring back the blues.
Okay. Law, what about you?
I think a lot of experiences in life, if you're making music, you have to be able to sacrifice something to feel some kind of
struggle. Why do you gotta sacrifice the hair, though?
Because that's something that a lot of artists have and they hold near to them. So they cut off their hair, and then for some reason, every time an artist goes through like a big change in their body or something like that, they go into a different lane of music. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
And I just think that you have to go through something. You have to be able to sacrifice something to unlock a different version of your music sound, I guess, you know what I'm saying? And this is the last resort I got, because if not, the men is going to continue to rap about stuff that I don't care about. And then the women are going to continue to make amazing music, which that's great. But I would like for both sides of the coin to be able to make music that's somewhat talking to one another, instead of just one-sided, and you got SZA singing and crying, and then you got all these other rappers just jumping up and down and stuff. She's sad and y'all happy. It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. So it's okay. There's no more consistency, I would say.
Also, end rap features on R&B songs. I don't need to hear somebody rap at me and be off topic. That shit is annoying as fuck.
They always are off topic.
Facts. Like, if you're gonna do it, at least be on topic, brother. Like, don't.
You're never.
Like, on if topic. I'm gonna give y'all an example. Chopped and Screwed. What the fuck is Ludacris talking about?
Nothing.
Yeah, we need to stop putting rap artists on R&B songs. It's just out of place,
bro. I don't think it's out of place. I think there's a lot of rappers that have done a great job. Even I can't remember the name of the group. They had Kel Mitchell do a rap verse on there.
Oh, Immature.
That's it.
Do my thing.
That's it.
Chef's Kiss, but that was also for the Good Burger soundtrack. So I mean,
exactly. Okay. I'll give you an example of a good one.
That first.
Oh, wait, let me try to think of it. Lovers and Friends. I feel like that, but that was like, do we count? Yeah. Yeah,
I feel like artists who can get away.
I think Lovers and Friends is a good version of like doing a good rap that's on topic for this track. But like, if I'm rapping about trying to get my wife back because she found me sleeping with her sister and I'm trying to get it back, don't come up in here like, yeah, the sister pussy was tight. It was feeling so wet. Like, nigga, no, that's no. Like, you're not helping my case. You're
ruining everything.
You're making it worse for me.
Nah, but- like. I think the only rapper that can get away with being on R&B track consistently is Drake, because he sings and he raps.
I'm not calling that man a rapper. That is an artist.
Who?
Drake.
Drake.
Because even from the jump, he's not a rapper. That is an artist.
Yeah, that's what he always has been.
Yeah.
And then people tried to use it as a demeaning term because he wasn't making music that was good anymore, which is a fair point, but still in that. They're right, but they're wrong in the same sense. I understand he's making trash, but you ain't got to just demean him like that. That's not funny. But
I like how Saul said that, like he's dying and shit. He's like, go on without me.
I didn't even know.
That DM was so dramatic, yo.
he said, my laptop is awful. I'm out. Go on without me.
That was an R&B record right there. See how quick Saul did that? Look, classic.
Yeah. Class. So, all right, before we get out of here, because if you're watching this on the Patreon, you're going to see a quick little break, and then we're going to play our number ones from our R&B list. If you're listening to this on whatever audio platform, Spotify or whatever, you're obviously not going to hear that because them niggas would nuke the fuck out of me.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching this on YouTube, there's a small chance you might. I'll see if I can get away with copyright. If not, you just ain't gonna hear it. When I upload this to Twitch, I know damn well you ain't gonna hear it. If I can find a way to upload it to Kick, you most likely will, because Kick don't give a fuck. So yeah, I'm gonna do a little pause, so that'll serve as the outro for the audio platforms and Twitch, and then we're gonna get back into it for the Patreon and Kick to show the number ones. So for Lisha Loft, Saul, who apparently passed away R&B style, and Tay, thank you for tuning into episode 2 of the Note by Note podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for episode 3, where we switch it up completely, and I'm going to have these motherfuckers talk about country.
Oh, yeah.
Deuces. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Turn that up.